This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It's your daily news update from Phoenix, the state, and the region. Good morning, I'm Bruce Drummond. Phil is away this week. This podcast is a daily digest of the news events in Arizona. Welcome to Wednesday. It's the third day of July. Thanks for listening this morning, and let's get to it. Last week, the city of Phoenix said in a statement that it was looking forward to working with the Justice Department following its report on police conduct. As Greg Haney reports, Maricopa County Attorney Rachel Mitchell spoke out against the DOJ's assessment Tuesday morning.
At a press conference, Mitchell called the report politically driven. It found that Phoenix PD systematically discriminated against people of color and unhoused people, among others. Some city council members have mentioned the possibility of the DOJ assigning a federal monitor to supervise the police department. Mitchell says doing so would undermine local law enforcement.
The DOJ's report overlooked thousands of cases in which our police officers did the right thing. They arrested the right perpetrators in the right way, and they went out of their way to take care of those who were harmed.
Mitchell added she believes the report was filled with inaccuracies and did not cite evidence for its claims. Mitchell is running for re-election as Maricopa County Attorney. Greg Haney, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A Phoenix man accused of stealing from Maricopa County Elections headquarters now faces more charges, but for a completely different crime. From the politics desk, Cameron Sanchez reports.
27-year-old Walter Ringfield Jr. was charged with one count of theft for allegedly stealing nearly $10,000 worth of vintage jewelry from the Phoenix Art Museum in May. Phoenix police say they identified Ringfield after seeing his picture on Fox News in a report related to the alleged theft at election headquarters. According to court records, a police analyst noticed Ringfield matched the appearance of the suspect on bulletins distributed in the art museum investigation. There are now four active cases against Ringfield: an alleged theft in 2023 from a Fry's grocery store, the theft from Maricopa County, trespassing and burglary charges from an incident at the Arizona State Senate, as well as the art museum case. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
The Maricopa County Elections Department and Arizona Secretary of State tested ballots Tuesday to help ensure voting equipment would be accurate for the state primary. Nick Carmia reports.
Every election, logic and accuracy testing is conducted to ensure that ballots are counted correctly. Test ballots are brought in by the Secretary of State and then taken by operators who feed the ballots into a tabulation machine. Jennifer Lewer is the county's Deputy Elections Director.
We take great strides to ensure that the machines are working correctly, that our workers are trained appropriately, and that the political parties are well informed of what's taking place.
After all votes in an election have been accounted for, the tabulation machines are tested again to certify accuracy. No inconsistencies were found during testing. Nick Carmia, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Early voting for the July 30th primary is now underway, and early ballots are on their way to voters on the active early voting list. Voters can also request a one-time ballot by mail through July 19th. 11 early voting sites are now open throughout Maricopa County for those who want to vote in person. President Joe Biden is proposing new federal standards to protect workers from extreme heat. The rules would require employers to have heat safety coordinators, control indoor heat, and provide workers with adequate shade and water. Biden pointed to the above-average temperature states like Arizona have already been seeing for months.
I quite frankly think it's not only outrageous, it's really stupid. Everyone who willfully denies the impacts of climate change is condemning the American people to a dangerous future, and either is really, really dumb or has some other motive.
Biden called the extreme heat the number one weather-related killer in the country. The state budget slashed funding to Arizona's Water Infrastructure Agency, and Governor Katie Hobbs isn't assuring anyone publicly that the cuts are temporary. Here's Cameron Sanchez once more.
Lawmakers had to make deep cuts this year to address a $1.4 billion deficit in the state budget. The Water Infrastructure Finance Authority, known as WIFA, was hit hardest. $333 million was held back from the agency, and tens of millions of dollars were swept out of the agency's budget. When asked if the cuts to WIFA are temporary, Hobbs simply said it was a tough budget year.
I'm continue to be committed to securing our water future, including conservation and augmentation, and it's going to continue to be a focus down the road.
WIFA Director Chuck Podolak says in private conversations with state leaders, they've heard that the cuts are just for now. But he and the public need to hear that from the governor and legislative leaders. He says it's hard to attract partners for water projects if it's not clear there will be any funding from the state to make those projects happen. Cameron Sanchez, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Governor Katie Hobbs will participate in a virtual meeting today with other Democratic governors and President Joe Biden following his poor performance in last week's presidential debate. Ben Giles has the details.
An aide to Hobbs confirmed the governor participated in an initial call with other governors and the White House on Tuesday. A spokesperson for Hobbs would not discuss the nature of that conversation, but Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the chair of the Democratic Governors Association, told the Associated Press that governors spoke of Biden's, quote, obviously poor performance and wanted to know what the Biden campaign's plans are going forward. The meeting comes as Democrats raise concerns about Biden's ability to continue running for re-election. On Tuesday, Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett of Texas called for Biden to withdraw from the race. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
At a Tuesday night GOP primary debate, Steve Zipperman highlighted his lack of legislative experience as a positive for Yavapai County voters. Unlike State Senator Ken Bennett and former state lawmaker Mark Fincham, his opponents for the Republican nomination in Legislative District 1, Zipperman said it's a good thing he's no politician.
I think that we need to listen to the people a lot more. And honestly, I see myself as one of the people. I don't see myself as anyone special.
The incumbent, Bennett, defended himself against accusations he's not conservative enough, while Fincham's ties to the Yavapai County District were questioned. A self-described involuntarily celibate man was sentenced Tuesday to 16 months in prison after he was found guilty in federal court of threatening a mass shooting at the University of Arizona. From the Fronteras desk, Michel Marisco reports.
Michael Pinchong Lee is 27 years old and lives in Tucson, but didn't attend the U of A. Last fall, he posted messages on Snapchat threatening to enact revenge against U of A sorority and fraternity members whom he called Stacy's and Chad's in online threats. His attorney argued that Lee's behavior stemmed from mental illness and drug addiction, but prosecutors said he also threatened to purchase an AR-15 rifle to commit the shootings, and he referenced a previous incels attack that killed six people 10 years ago. Michel Marisco, KJZZ News.
Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport had a record amount of travel for the month of May as it saw 4.7 million people pass through it. That's a 12.5% increase over May of 2023. The airport's Greg Roybal says overall passenger traffic is up about 8% compared to a year ago.
If we continue with this increase in passenger traffic, we will probably breach that 50 million passenger mark, and that's a pretty heady number for us.
2023 saw a total of 48.6 million people pass through. Roybal added the numbers are likely due to people still wanting to travel following COVID lockdowns. In sports, the Diamondbacks were one out away from pulling off a win at Dodger Stadium, but couldn't hold on, losing 6-5. Arizona took a 5-4 lead into the bottom of the ninth, but LA managed three hits in the inning and wound up with a walk-off win. The loss drops the D-backs to 11.5 games behind the division-leading Dodgers. That three-game series continues tonight at 7. And in basketball, the Mercury looking to regroup after a loss on Monday. They'll head to Dallas tonight to play the Wings. That game tips off at 5 p.m. Arizona time. And that's it for this Wednesday edition of KJZZ's SUNUP, the morning news podcast for July 3rd. I'm Bruce Drummond. Thanks for spending some time with me, and enjoy the rest of the day.